KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Roger Hartson, interview room, in studio with us here today, Newman Regional Health. We've had Newman Regional Health typically Thursdays, Fridays over the last, 2 months now? Yeah. Lots of different things happening. Yep. How are you today?
I'm good, Chuck. How are you?
Good. I see you've got your coffee ready.
I do,
to rock and
yes.
roll.
That was a priority. I have to have that ready to go. Yeah, especially today on Friday. Yep. For
yep,
sure.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, the last time we had hospital administrators in, we were talking about the Lyon County Community Baby Shower, which is actually coming up here next week, if memory serves me correctly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we're looking a little bit further out to, I guess, believe it or not, one of the now the longstanding hospital activities of the Teddy Bear Clinic.
Yes. And this is our 25th annual.
Crazy to think that.
Yep. Super exciting. It is coming up on April 6th.
Okay.
It'll be from 9:30 to 1. And it is free, first come. I mean, it's just kind of, you come up whenever you want. There's no time slots, and it'll be really exciting. But our 25th annual, we are going to do a little giveaway for the people who walk in. We have a little gift for the kiddos, so we're really excited. Yep, just a little bit something special for it being a really special year. Yeah.
Can you give a little tease, a little preview of what that little special something is going to be? Or would you rather hold off and let the kids find out?
No, it's really exciting. It was fun to make it and partner with someone in the hospital to help us do it. But they're little buttons.
Oh, cool.
And so there'll be little buttons that they can put on their teddy bears. And then they can also wear it. And yeah. And we also will have, so the kiddos can bring their teddy bears with them. And if they don't, we do have some extras that we will be providing for them if they need that. Yeah.
Cool. I've seen in years past, it's not just teddy bears. I mean, the kids have brought I've seen a couple of sloths. Mm-hmm. I've seen superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Their baby dolls.
Their dolls. Yep. Dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, whatever their favorite little cuddly thing is, they are ready to bring them in.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, is there an age limit?
Hang on, Tegan, we can't hear you when you're going through the glass like that.
Never mind.
Okay.
No, but the event is really intended for the kiddos to come in to bring their bear. It is a teddy bear clinic, but to bring whatever makes them feel comfortable, you know, their favorite toy or anything like that, to make them feel comfortable coming in, learning about maybe what it's like to go to the doctor's office, to make them more aware of what kind of happens so that then they can feel more comfortable and kind of aware of what's going on.
You know, one of the things that I've always seen is, and you can feel free to sit down and ask a question now if you want to.
Join on in.
We've been doing this on the fly here, basically, and it feels like it's been on the fly this morning. But
yeah, I didn't realize you couldn't hear me through there, so I'm you can tell where I'm usually parked at during the morning show. But I was just curious, you know, if you ever see adults actually bring in maybe something like that, you know, because I know that some people, they do find comfort still in stuffed animals, plushies, things like that, even up to a certain age. Do you ever see adults come through?
I will say that this will be last year. This is my first time planning it and executing it. But last year I did go for a little bit. And I don't know if I saw that myself, but I will say that it is open to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is something where I even tell some of my friends, I'm like, bring your teddy bear and you can come. And like, let's practice doing a little shot on the leg, like anything like that. It really is. And there will be an x-ray machine and things like that where, you know, just little things that, you know, kids or maybe even teenagers will experience going to the doctor's office. So just kind of something where they can practice and actually go hands-on is really important just to make everyone feel safe about it.
I'm bringing my stuffed Squirtle. I'm bringing my Squirtle.
I expect to see you there front and center.
Yes. Bringing all my Pokemon plushies.
Yes.
There you go.
Sorry, I just had to ask that.
Yeah.
No worries. And you mentioned here some of the stations, too, because there's I think the one that gets the most attention is the X-ray.
Absolutely.
But there's always several other stations that are involved here and just kind of leading up to the X-ray happens to be the last one.
Yes,
unless you've changed the order.
No, it is. It is. And there are a couple more. It's including like a regular checkup procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some doctors who are going to be there, both from Newman Regional Health and Stormont. We're gonna have everybody there just kind of helping where they see fit and whatever their kind of specialty is, and so that they can help the kiddos just feel more comfortable, but it also, like, the kids could walk in and see their provider and just kind of have that connection as well. And just something where the kids may not know that off the bat. But they will include the regular checkups, a first aid procedure. There will be an immunization location so the kiddos can do a little shot on the teddy bear's leg just so they can kind kind of know, you know, or the arm and just kind of know what that's like. And there's x-rays and then so much more. So there will also be a little suture section where they can kind of give the teddy bear a little stitch, especially if there's a little hole.
Or
right?
Several.
Right? That too. Just it's a really fun event where a lot of the community members come together. And the vendors will come together, and everyone just creates an event where it'll also be some fun, but it also can be some education at the same time so that then everybody can learn at the same time.
I've got several of my kids medical veterans, I guess you could say. They go through a lot of medical appointments. Got a couple of them that don't. So you mentioned here earlier about how this is just kind of designed to familiarize, get those fears reduced. Even for my kids that are veterans, in some cases, they still have a little bit of apprehension going in.
Absolutely.
But something like this, I've seen kids go in a little nervous, and then by the end of it, they're just basically themselves. So it's really cool to see that transformation from when they go into the mall, from when they come out.
Absolutely. And we are partnering, like I said, with a lot of community members around Emporia. And there will be some, like I said, I mentioned there will be some fun to the aspect as well. I just solidified it yesterday. We're really excited, but there will be a bouncy house. So it, just like last year. So we've got some of the stuff still repeating. Yes,
sure
to the bouncy house.
Excited. My kids are taking it.
Yeah, I don't know. So there will be some really fun activities as well, so that then it just creates more of a fun atmosphere where, you know, then they can associate, you know, maybe not bouncy house going to the doctor, but they can have a good, fun memory learning about, you know, getting that type of education for themselves.
And how important is it to have kind of that range of partners, you know, that are providing, you know, not only to the atmosphere, but they have their own information here with, you know, maybe different health-related things, physical or mental wellness.
Absolutely.
In order to make this kind of a one-stop shop for families.
Absolutely. And I will say, Chuck, you know, especially with it being my first year planning it, I appreciate the community so much because I am still learning, you know, I'm still learning how to, you know, what did we do last year? I want to keep that the same. And, you know, leaning on those community partners who have done this for 25 years where they have been in and experienced it are also alongside walking with me and helping me like, hey, don't forget to do this. So not even just on the actual execution side, it's more so on the planning side as well that I appreciate all of the support and things like that. So it is a really good feeling for me to know that we have that strong of a support system, but also to where everybody in the community, you know, everything aside, can come together and create a really good event for children or of any age in that matter to really just create an educational space, but also creating a really fun atmosphere at the same time.
Sailor Middleton joining us here from Newman Regional Health again. The Teddy Bear Clinic is coming up April 6th. Believe it or not, it is year 25 for the Teddy Bear Clinic. And this is going to be a Flint Hills Mall again? As
Flint Hills Mall.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, and I'm shifting off topic here because I started seeing here a couple of days ago kind of the fruits of some planning for your one of the other huge activities, and that's Denim and Diamonds. Saw
Absolutely.
Some stuff starting hit social media on the golf tournament
Absolutely.
Coming up.
Yep.
So how are things going for Denim and Diamonds right now?
Really good. Really good. We're really excited. You know, it is one of those things where, again, like I said, it's my first year, but I am so thrilled to take on after the people before me. Michelle did a great job, and I'm just really looking forward to creating that legacy and continuing that legacy for the community, for, you know, Denim and Diamonds as a whole. And being able to do so is to kind of reflect on the past years and kind of see what has been done, what traditions are we continuing. If you've been, you know, we do heads and tails, you know, every year
right.
we do the
yep.
heads and tails. We'll do the wishing tree where all the community members can come together and just create that sense of, you know, support. And it's just one of those things where it's so exciting to witness that and be a part of that. And I will say, you know, over the past years, we just documented that we have raised over, this will be our 15th annual. So see, we're close there. 15th annual
yep.
Denim and Diamonds. And we've documented that we've raised over $1 million.
Outstanding.
Yep. So it is one of it's kind of sent chills down my body that type of money went into, you know, the healthcare system where we were able to provide those medical services or those, you know, we did the therapy room up on our, you know, third floor. Being able to do that is so important. And it's just, it really is eye-opening to see that the community is also on board with that or, you know, the participants because we have support from not even outside of Emporia. And learning that is just phenomenal. But I will say, you know, with that, we are creating a ton of tradition the same, but we are excited to announce and kind of do a little teaser for right now that we are bringing in an entertainment this year for the event.
Cool.
And it will be at ESU Webb Memorial Hall. And it'll be on August 2nd.
Okay.
And I know I will be back to continue
several
to promote.
Times. Yes, yep.
To promote, to we will you'll see it all over social media. But really, we wanted to, you know, as we continue to grow and as we continue to reflect on those past years of the event, we want to continue to take a step, you know, step forward in growing whatever we can. Mm-hmm. And so we felt like this was a really great opportunity, and we were really excited to A, announce that, but also to pursue that for the community and create a really fun sense of a good atmosphere at the same time.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, so you've got the core activities in August. I'm assuming you've got the slate of the preview fundraising, which, you know, obviously the golf tournament's out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's close to full already.
Yes.
And we're doing which really is amazing.
Well, yes, it is really fun, the golf tournament. We also have the barbecue.
The drive-through
barbecue.
About that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We are planning the barbecue.
Ron,
yes.
If you're listening,
right?
Please make sure we have extra.
Yes. Right?
What other activities at least are right now in the – well, maybe I shouldn't ask what other activities you have, but what's how is your process right now? Where are you at in the process for maybe some of the other pre-activities that
yes.
will lead into Denim and Diamonds?
We are still in the works. We are working with the local axe shed with Caleb. And
sweet.
I am working with him, and we are going to create an axe-throwing tournament. So it's, yes,
ooh,
another pre-event.
Okay.
Where it's just something a little bit different,
yeah.
But a lot of fun. So we are in the works of that. So I'm really excited to announce that as well and keep that ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of moving parts, but like I said, the support of the community and the support of the partners around me who walk alongside me to create those events and those moments are really important.
Good deal. Okay, so again, track Newman Regional Health social media for more information coming out here and actually out now about the Denim and Diamonds pre-event schedule. And don't forget the Teddy Bear Clinic, April 6th, 9:30 to 1 at Flint Hills Mall. 15th year for Denim and Diamonds here this summer, 25th year for the Teddy Bear Clinic here in just a couple weeks. Are we missing anything that you wanted to bring up today?
No, I think we've touched on it all, Chuck.
Awesome.
Yes.
Sailor, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be probably reaching out here
oh,
soon
yes.
to get you back on the calendar
we
here
will
in the
be
next
back.
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Sailor, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sailor Middleton with Newman Regional Health. It is now 8:42 on KVUE as our morning show continues today.
Hello, folks. Mark Hoare with Clinton Boyer Toyota. We are kicking off our spring celebration this month with thousands